Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to another hour of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen here for another week of conversation about the things that you don't understand. And if you want to see a perfect example of that on television, see the NBC show Debris, starring my friend Jonathan Tucker. You'll have more questions than answers when you're finished watching it. I think that's the case with a lot of things that are not right in front of us. And that's why I decided to do this. That's what inspired me, if you will, to do what we're doing here, these conversations on Your Hidden Power. And I think you'll feel and sense a great example of that with our guest today, Lisa Morton, who is here. She is a holistic interior designer. I have thought long and hard about using feng shui. Lisa is a feng shui consultant. So for the unwashed, Lisa, I guess we get started with what feng shui really is.
Good morning, guys. So feng shui is an art and a science of arranging your space to create balance. Feng shui was first documented over 4,000 years ago in southern China. And, of course, like anything, it's developed into different schools and sects. But, you know, the balance is that the goal is to create balance in your space. And balance in our space, in our homes, where we spend our time, then creates balance in our lives.
So balance, the word balance has an interesting ring to it. Balancing, we talk about the balance scales of justice and balance in our life, making sure we have enough of the good. If we're eating a lot of ice cream, what do we have to offset that? That's about us. This is about energy, is it not? When you get right down to it, we're all about energy, but feng shui is an energetic concept, is it not?
It is, definitely. And we use, to create this balance, we use the five element system. So fire, water, wood, earth, and metal. So when I approach a space, my goal is to create balance using these five elements. Everything in the world fits into one of these five elements. This is how feng shui describes the world. And by using these elements, I can then alter your space. Of course, we want to create balance for the activity in the space and how you live in the space.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, a home yoga studio might have a different energy than if I was creating a playroom for your children.
Right. And but having the average person learn how to do that, there are a lot of books. I have a couple of books in my library about feng shui. When I moved to this new house 5.5 years ago, it's 6 years this month, as a matter of fact, I used feng shui to put where I, you know, place things in the bedroom and in the living room and the den. And so I guess it seemed, when I first heard the concept, kind of complicated, but then you realize it's pretty simple. It's how you're affected when you walk through the door, if you will, how you're affected by the chi of the room. Am I getting too much into the weeds?
No, I think it's wonderful. Chi, the energy coming in through your front door. We call the mouth of chi. It's a powerful space. So it's one of my top areas to approach whenever I first began working with a client. And this is one of my top three tips, too. I always have top tips that I give out to everyone that I meet.
Okay. We love tips here. So let's take them one at a time. You went through the five things that have basically... It's like the wire and water and fire and air and, you know, the elements
water,
that are all
fire.
Part of our.
Yeah. Water, fire, wood, earth, and metal. So we use those in all of our spaces. But my first tip that we're going to focus on is the front door. As I said, this is your mouth of cheese. This is important. So we want to make sure that not only do we love it and make it look beautiful, you know, check in with your front doormat. Make sure it doesn't look sad after a long winter. It's clean. Clean any debris. Make sure it's well lit. Make sure the door opens and closes without squeaks, without sticking. But also, we want to use the front door. That's so important. You know, like so many of us, we use our garage, right? We pull into the garage at the end of the day, and we go in our side door. But it's important to continually use that front door to keep the energy flowing in and out. So I tell my clients, get creative. Come up with a way to use it. I have one woman that walks her dog in and out. Whenever they go on the walk, they go use the front door. I have another gentleman that goes out to get his mail through the front door. So come up with a reason and use it every day if you can.
The front door. The back door. Isn't it interesting that concept? Sometimes they aren't either. They could be the side door.
Definitely.
Or even think about even going into the bathroom or your bedroom or wherever there are. I don't like doors. I keep all the doors in my house open because that's my door. My front door is open all day long, no matter what the weather. My back door is open all day long, no matter what the weather. Fortunately, I live on a farm, so I have lots of open space, and I want that to come in. Does that make sense?
Yes, that sounds wonderful. Bring that nature in. Bring that fresh air to keep any energy from getting stagnant. We want it continually moving.
Yeah, and that's what it kind of does. The sunshine brings lots of warmth, especially this time of year. In a moment, I want to find out how you got started, how you got interested in feng shui. We're talking to Lisa Morton, who is a holistic interior designer. She's been certified as a feng shui consultant. There are all kinds of things. I want to talk about businesses, too, and what people who run businesses, whether it be restaurants, doctor's offices, whatever, how can they use feng shui? Because it's not just about home, it's about everything that you're surrounded by, especially now that people are working from home. How has that changed the need to improve the feng shui of your home if it's being used for business as well as living and pleasure? So we'll continue with that on our mind. Lisa Morton here with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. Here's some information. There's nothing hidden about the power of Calitrin. It's right out there. They've been there for 24, 25 years. A fabulous concoction of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, that sort of stuff. All natural ways of losing weight and keeping it off. That's what Calitrin is all about. That's the message. That's the formula put together by the doctor and three of his nurses who are treating people who are just huge. And they're trying to figure out, you know, these people go on their diets and they go to the exercise programs. They lose a lot of weight. They have an operation. Bingo, bango. Yep, we've lost the weight. But then how? The $64 question is, how do you keep it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in. Healthy, really solid. This is a wholesome product, wholesome company. I love talking about these sorts of companies because it doesn't involve anything extreme. No crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants, just all. It's a natural way for you to keep that weight off. And all kinds of guarantees of satisfaction. Listen, 86% of the people that get on this program say it's fabuloso. Find out for yourself. Even if you've lost the weight, you want to keep it off, get on to Calitrin, and it'll do just that. Help you with weight loss, a thumbs up on that, and keeping it off. Yes, yes, yes. The product information is all over their website, toploss.com. So you want to go there when you want to order or find out more about the product, how to use it, where the success lies, that sort of thing. That's toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code. DJV code will make sure that you have the best prices of all of the various offers they have at the moment, and it'll ensure you don't have to pay for shipping. That's Calitrin, weight loss supreme at toploss.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Back now in Your Hidden Power, Doug and my friend today is Lisa Morton, who has a great, I like the attitude more than anything else, much as anything else. But as a feng shui professional, you must get asked to help people in their businesses as well. And maybe we start with people who are running businesses or working out of their home because of COVID. How has that affected how people ought to look at their rooms, or does that make a difference?
Oh, it certainly makes a difference. You know, I just met with a client not too long ago who, over the past year, has been working from his coffee table. That is just not a good place to function. You need to set up a space so that when you go to, you know, work, whether it's in your home or somewhere else, set up a space so you can go into that brain, you know, that set of mind. You can really focus and get things done. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to get distracted when you're set up at the family dining table.
Yep, sure is.
So it's been a shift. It's definitely been a shift this year.
All right, you have these three tips. Let's get back to tip number two. The front door is where we focus on number one. What's the focus on number two?
Number two is check in with your pipes. You know, leaky pipes and faucets can lead to problems with our financial status, problems with abundance. So check in with those leaky pipes, sinks, toilets. Check your outdoor water spigot. Washer and dryer, washer connections, but then also think about your refrigerator lines. That's something that I often find leaks with these refrigerator lines that go, you know, to your ice maker. You might find a little dribble, but we want to repair that as soon as possible.
And so I'm going to ask you the $64 question or $64.50 question. How do you figure this stuff out? Who was the first person to figure out, like, pipes or leaky toilets and what it does to the energy of a home? Who
so
said
it
first?
All, I know it sounds a little bizarre at first, but it all stems back to ancient southern China over 4,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it all began, they wanted to find the most auspicious or ideal place to bury their ancestors to show respect, and it has just grown from there. As I said earlier, there's different sects or schools. I specifically practice what's called interior alignment, which is instinctive feng shui. So it's a blend of not only the traditional feng shui, but also using my intuitive abilities just as a person, as a human, and mm-hmm. sensing things.
I'm getting a kick out of the way you're explaining that. Have you ever been to China, Lisa?
No, I have not. It's on my list.
So you would know if you had been there, and this is the reason I find this amusing, they don't have toilets in China. If you ever, when you have to eliminate, you have to stoop over a hole, even in the best, let's say, an American hotel, any place, restaurants and stuff. So I wonder how that fits into the feng shui, the pipe stuff, if that's part of the thinking. It's just, I find an interesting observation anyway. And we have more observations to make, including tip number three coming up as we continue our conversation with Lisa Morton here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, Lisa Morton is here with us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a focus on feng shui. You got the info on how the interest started with Lisa. Other people in your family use your services, friends. Hey, Lisa, come on over tonight. We'll have a drink, and you can help me set up my living room.
Yes, I get that all the time, but we have a lot of fun doing it. So I'm happy to help.
Yeah. Do you have a family?
I have a husband, and I have 2 English Mastiffs who are my children.
All right. So under the circumstances, was your husband sympathetic to this understanding of it, or did you have to convince him or explain to him what was going on in your life? Who the heck is this woman, and what's feng shui?
You know, he was with me on through this whole journey studying interior design and starting in the interior design world and then morphing here. And he is seeing the shifts. I mean, he is Mr. Type A personality, Mr. Analytical, loves spreadsheets. Yeah. And while he does not fully understand it, he can feel it. And he has said he understands and he knows how wonderful his office feels, which is amazing. And I'm so happy.
Yeah. Good. That's a good thing. All right. Got to get to tip number three. What's tip number three?
All right. Number three is to create a bedroom oasis. You know, it has been such a stressful year, and we really need to revive our bodies and reset. And oftentimes, I hear clients say, well, I'm only sleeping in there. I don't need the best bedding. I don't need a great room. I can just throw, you know, storage things into my bedroom. And I'm like, no, you're spending, hopefully, 8 to 10 hours sleeping in here. Your body is spending a lot of time in this space. So invest in the best bedding you can. Invest in really quality bedding so you can rest really well. Think about lighting. Think about electronics. We always want to keep electronics from being too close to our body when we're sleeping. I always say television. I'm sorry, most guys love their TVs in the bedrooms, but television in the bedroom is a no-no.
Yeah. Well, anything, the EMFs that we now are so much surrounded by, you know, all these people that sleep with their iPhone next to their bed, they got to be nuts to do that, right?
Yeah, definitely. It causes problems with sleep. And I would say no more than, no more than 3 to 5 feet. Keep it at least 3 to 5 feet if you must have it there.
Yeah. Is there a website or a place that people can go for sort of a comprehensive guide of what you do, what you teach, how you work?
Sure. I have a website, purelivingwithlisamorton.com. And then for some other fun things, I have an online store called Good Qi. It's goodqishop.com. And you can buy feng shui tools.
Do you have art? I know there's a there's such a thing as feng shui art. Do you have that at goodqishop.com as well?
I don't have any art exactly, but I have natural products. Art from nature, if you will. Rocks and crystals that you can place in your space. But then also a lot of feng shui symbolism. Symbolism is so important in this work. For example, you can find a feng shui money toe that you place at your front door.
Ooh, cool. I have a frog by my front door. I've always been told that frogs are good for money, so I'm not sure it always has done me that much good, but it's worth the effort.
Give them a little dusting. Give them a little attention.
Right. Pure Living with Lisa Morton. That's her Facebook and Instagram page, and the Facebook page is Good Qi Club, goodqiclub.com. All kinds of great things. Lisa, very nice to have you here. I appreciate your input and the advice that you're giving to people, and I hope that you have continued success. Lisa Morton here on Your Hidden Power. Don't forget about our podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Lots of great things, including the most recent one that has divine healing techniques cultivated there for your listening and dancing pleasure, if you will. That's yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Census Bureau released the first set of data from the 2020 census Monday, showing that the U.S. population has now topped 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest growth rate since the 1930s. The number is also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain 2 seats in the House of Representatives, one of 6 states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. And one state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 16 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
People on social media have made a trend of posting their COVID vaccination cards, but experts say that's a bad idea. Tim Berg reports on some of the dangers from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The CDC says at least 138 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The proof, a 4x3-inch paper vaccination record card issued by the CDC. First thing experts recommend you should do once you've been vaccinated is take a digital photograph of both sides of your personal record card. The one thing you should not do is post a picture of your card on social media. That's according to Nanette Day, assistant special agent at HHS. And she says the vaccine lot numbers are key to your card.
Those lot numbers are used to legitimize a fake card.
Day also telling NBC's Today Show scammers are on the lookout as well for vaccine cards online.
Well, we've already seen it be used to target people for surveys. They already know the type of vaccine you got and potentially where you received it or what date you received it on. It will lend an air of legitimacy to the fraudulent request, which makes it more likely that you're going to fall for it and take the survey and potentially provide your personal information to a fraudster.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Barry Geller is now with me here. I'm aware of all kinds of things because of Uri being in my life. Uri has influenced millions of people around the globe for 40, 50 years. He's been telling the truth about things that people are just not, they don't have a clue, or they're uncomfortable. Uri makes things that are uncomfortable comfortable. I bet you've never been in, nobody's ever said that before about you, but that's the, as I think about how you fit into people's, because you're easy to talk to. You're easy to be around. And so when things come up that are hard to explain, like we just had a feng shui expert on the program, and I know you believe in feng shui, depends on how you pronounce it. There are a lot of things like feng shui art. You do a lot of art. Is it important when you do your artistic endeavors, is it important where people put those things? Is there a certain energy that will come out of some of your art in a certain corner of the room that maybe wouldn't happen if you put it someplace else?
Yes, that is absolutely true. And again, we have this synchronized telepathy, because I was handling my paintings today in the museum, the ones that are going to go into the shop for people to buy. And anyone who is interested to acquire my art, you go to museumurigeller.com. Well, of course, www.urigellermuseum.com.
Uri's brother-in-law should be as his manager. You can find it at Uri Geller. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Some of the things that you've done some things for me. I call them stark. There's something about whatever that energy is that has you create those images that seems stark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know that I studied with Salvador Dali and worked with Dali for 2 years.
Yeah, he was stark, yeah. Right.
And I used to paint portraits. As a matter of fact, one of my portraits of a Greek farmer, which I've seen sitting in the main street in Nicosia, Cyprus, called Leader Street, won me the Painter of the Year award. And I was only 12 and a half then.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I found painting portraits boring. And when I met Dali, he totally changed the concept, the conceptual side of my drawings. And I started drawing kind of semi-surrealistic lines with colors, and they really became artworks. It's very important also where you paint. In my museum, I have a framed pictures from many different countries that I painted in, like in Japan, Italy, Germany, America, Israel. So I look at the studios in which I set up. For instance, in New York, I had a studio on 57th Street and 1st Avenue. By the way, that was like 200 meters away from where Marilyn Monroe lived. And I had to move the furniture, everything in that room, to get the vibrational positive energies of ley lines and feng shui energies. And once that was in order, I just painted like I was tapping into something above me.
Mm-hmm. So the energy that's in the air that may influence you, I wonder, as this isn't really an aside, but it's part of this train of thought. The EMFs that we have all around us, all of the energy, the electromagnetic stuff that is around us, how might that affect, in your case or anybody's case, who's inspired to do something? Can it interfere with your inspiration? What do you think? Anybody ever asked you that? I think a lot
Look,
electromagnetic stuff these days.
Absolutely. Some of these ELF waves are not healthy for you. For instance, to everyone who's listening to us now, I have a few more seconds, is that keep away from sleeping by a wall where your bed is set, where electrical wires go through the wall, because that's very, very negative waves hitting your brain. And I will speak about it next week, because this is a fascinating subject. Okay, Doug?
Yeah, I think it is, too. I think that we ought to spend more. I think people need to know more about what they're surrounded by. It's like going to bed at night and putting your iPhone. You don't do that, right? You don't have your iPhone next to your bed.
No, I keep it away from me.
Yeah, and then telephones and television sets. All of that stuff, really, it's a no-no. It's dangerous and interferes with your normal ability to think and do things. All right, there's some inspiration from a mind that is all about thinking. Uri Geller, again, I send you to his website, urigeller.com, for all the news about his museum. And don't forget, you can check out the book, Learn How to Douse Using Your Intuition. Developing intuition, you can develop a bigger brain, literally and figuratively, if you develop your intuition. Uri teaches you all about that and so many other things. So again, check out that web, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Talk to you next week, Uri. Thanks. MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Oh, the name MyPillow, this is one of the great things about where we are in our lifetime and our world. Whenever you think about MyPillow these days, a lot of people think about Mike Lindell, who's been associated with the political thoughts. But that aside, he's created a great American company. And maybe that's why he is the way he is, trying to protect what is truly American. MyPillow, now with bathrobes and comforters and all kinds of blankets and towels. And, you know, the original business was pillows. And now there's something big, something new. They've introduced the new My Pillow, My Slippers. Took a couple of years to develop because they wanted to get it just right. Has three-tier cushioning, and that is a layer of My Pillow Fill, a layer of impact gel, and a layer of comfort memory foam. And I know with some of the people that are on my various programs, my co-hosts who have these slippers, they say that their feet have never felt like this. You can have a moccasin design or a slip-on style, whichever you prefer. They're available in a variety of colors and sizes. So check it out at MyPillow.com along with all the other things, the products in the catalog. And when you want to check out, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, or there's actually a little box there. Use the promo code DJV at checkout, and you get the towel sets, the BOGO deal on that. You get 40% off these new slippers. You have all kinds of deals that wouldn't be yours unless you use the DJV code. Go to MyPillow.com. The Your Hidden Power program on the air every week, using energy to heal, to keep yourself well. A lot of that conversation continues every week. Uri Geller is here with lots and lots of inspiration. Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout, advises you on the nature of the forces around you and how you can use them to help yourself. It's using your imagination. And then we have the most recent one of our episodes, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, with Forest Rivers of the Mindful World website. It's kind of a collective of folks get together to create a culture of what he described as engaged living. It's a different way to live, for sure. He lives in the mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. He's got a new book out called Humanity's Spiritual Awakening, which we all hope we're going through one way or another. So catch the gist of that, along with all of our other abbreviated conversations that are, you know, short ends of the Your Hidden Power Show. YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcast, that's where you get Your Hidden Power podcast. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Rolling along now, bringing in Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, to the conversation here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on electromagnetic fields. The EMFs, I've led our conversation in the program this week, Mary, has focused on the energy that is around us. And when you're doing a reading with somebody, when you have to really get into it, you've got to get down and you got to be away from all distractions. Do you tell people to turn their phones off? Do you get into a space where there's nothing around? I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, the EMFs, electromagnetic fields, are all around us. And even if you're in a room, unless it's a cement wall that's 14 feet thick, that stuff's going to get in there. So how does that, how do you know you're getting the true message from spirit with all this other stuff flying around that could just as easily get into your brain?
Well, that's why I ask questions.
I'll ask, you know, some basic questions about information I'm receiving to make sure I'm actually tuned in on the energy of the client. Because I've had times where, maybe I was reading the energy of the person, you know, standing behind the client or, you know, whatever. So, so I always, most of the time I'm right on. But every now and then I'm off. And so if the client's saying, no, I don't think that's me, then I just simply take a deep breath and back away and then retune in. I don't have them turn their phones off. A lot of times they'll like to record with their phones. I haven't found it to be that big of a problem. But like I said, I always ask a few questions as I'm receiving information to make sure I'm tuned in with their energy.
Well, I think one of the reasons I'm asking the question is because I think about how you know what you know, where it comes from. There are lots of theories about where psychics and mediums get their power, get their influence. A lot of Native Americans are very, very tuned in. If you talk to folks who have come from tribes, have been around a long, long time, stuff's been passed on from generation to generation, the connection to spirit seems almost natural there. And then when you think about how they live free of a lot of this stuff, wonder if their information from their ancestors is better than some of the information we get from our ancestors. What do you think?
I think the big difference is they're a little closer to nature than we are. So they're a lot more in tune with nature. They're able to listen to the wind, the trees.
Literally.
Pay attention to the animals, what's going on with them. So they're already tuned into the energy of nature at a level that, we're not living in the cities and things like that. Mm. They're paying attention. And it does make a big difference. The most healing thing is to be in nature.
Yeah, and so speaking of that, there's a story this week floating around about, and we always, when we're talking with you, it's about getting people into a psychic place or you getting into a psychic place to help people out. But the connection that animals have to each other is something that's unmistakable. The story this week from Africa where a poacher went into a herd of elephants, killed one of them, and was taking the tusks off of the elephant, and the herd of elephants, there were about 30 of them, knew what was going on somehow or other. They sensed it, and they went back to the place where this one elephant had stopped and where he was shot, and they killed the guy who was the poacher. Now, I got to believe that there is something deliberate about that. There was no mistake. The energy connecting them, I think, is the same energy that we as human beings are connected
to. Absolutely. And whenever I've worked psychically with animals, they communicate to me in pictures and emotions.
Really? How does How does that differ in terms of, does it feel different, sound different when it comes into your head? How do you get that intuition? How do you get that information?
Well, you just receive it. Like with people, there's always words and, things like that involved, but not with animals. They're just they're showing me a picture and they're saying, this hurts, or I love this, or I love this person. It's very, very clear cut, very black and white. You know what they're going through.
Very inspiring. You can be inspired to check out Mary at PsychicScout.com. Mary O'Malley with Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
3 past the hour now. Laura Banks has joined us. The thrill of having you here. I chuckle about that because each time you are here, I think I'm looking at different things that are important astrologically. Mm-hmm. The actress that you are, the author that you are, the astrologer that you are, all bring different things. And I'm tempted sometimes to talk to you about other things.
Sure.
But I know our time is limited. Well, but we have limited time. And
well,
people
we can talk about astrology inside of that because mostly the performer that I am is due to my Leo. So any Leo people, you know, you are the ones that need to get in front of people and perform and be a ham or be a speaker. And then that fifth house, I have Mars. So you look at the houses and you look at where Mars is because Mars is where your action is. And mine is in the house of the entertainer. Now, you, Doug, your Mars is in the ninth house, which is what you do, which is philosophies, understanding, higher education, out in the world of career and language and everything Sagittarius. So, you know, when you get boggled, you know, short trips really will always do you well. Mm-hmm. But your career is focused in on understanding other people's thinking and processes. And for me, it's being a performer. It always came naturally to me. Of course, you were a performer as well.
This comes very naturally to me. An actor, I've tried acting, and it doesn't come natural to me because it requires learning lines and staying in established in established boundaries, which is not what I'm about at all.
No, because you're a lot of water. You're a lot of mutable. You're the Scorpio's fixed, but you've got that moon in Pisces, which is so mutable and so affected by those around you. And so... sensitive emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of sensitivity in your chart, Doug, and that Aquarius rising is still that humanitarian that's always about, can we just have it work out? It's a family affair. It's friends and groups that should just be getting along, and when they don't, that Scorpio just gets furious.
Yeah. Well, I think what's happening is, as I've said many times, and I wonder how many other people go through this, you get to a point where you feel like you're on the edge and all hope is lost and it seems horrible. And then you think, I have so much to be thankful for. And then there are ways to fix stuff. And it seems because I have so many good friends and people who support me and what I'm trying to do on the farm, you know, that kind of stuff. I can't imagine that it won't work, even though it seems extraordinarily difficult.
And
for
we're
no
all going through that right now, all of us. Yeah. I am too. I think there's a collective consciousness of I don't want to say despair, but we're coming out of a really, really, really dark phase collectively.
Yep.
And I think we're all carrying a lot. I have been feeling depression in ways I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, I have been too. It's really
that's the planet.
Yeah.
That's going on collectively.
Mm-hmm. So then how do we, if somebody asks you for a reading at StarGalNetwork.com and they bring that to the conversation, what do you tell them that they can use so that they will not only feel better in the moment, but things will actually be better as they move ahead?
When there's really anxiety in one's life and there's a depression, it's the baby steps. It's the one foot in front of the other. I heard once a really brilliant speaker, she said, just do 5 things a day towards your career or 5 little things a day toward your goal. It's taking action, because when you physically move your body, I mean, if it's really quantum physics, we're just energy and we're all connected. And I was watching a movie about this last night, extraordinary movie on Prime. What's the name of the movie, Laura? I don't know. I'll remember it if I don't try and think about it. But it was all about how we're just energy, Doug, and how we're all interrelated. So you've got to keep your body moving. Like, I was really feeling sad. I just left my house. There is space and time when you move in it and you shift. It's the butterfly effect. We can all, there's always this moving and shifting that has to occur. It's when we get stuck is when it really starts to hurt.
Yeah. So one of the things about me that I understand is I'm pretty open-minded, and when I have a spell with somebody or a spat with somebody, then I realize, you know, that it's always about the energy. It's about the two people or the number of people that are involved in it, and then I go back and want to make it right. And sometimes I have to eat my words, and I think that for some that's difficult. It's never really been for me, but I know that some people have to really assess where they are and think about it and be more open-minded about where they are, because it's never, you're never alone.
You have Pluto in your seventh house of relationships, so you can play as big as you can want to be in relationships and come out the other side. It's true. You have a larger picture because you have a generational planet in the house of relationships.
All right, so there you go. There's a bit of an example of how wonderfully well Laura Banks can work. You want a good reading? Go to StarGalNetwork.com. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.